basically what we did, we put together a float to keep with the theme of Dairy Proud.
Yep.
So we've been Dairy Proud since 1915. That's when our council was formed. And we want to let everybody know, just because our hall is closed, that we, the Knights Columbus, are still going strong. We're still out in the community. As you can see, we've raised and donated $44,000 this last year, plus over 38,000 hours of service time. So just want to let you know, the community, we're still here.
Still here. So the hall is not, but it wasn't as big a part of your organization maybe as we all thought?
Well, yeah, because, you know, as Knights of Columbus, you can't own land. So we had to form a corporation. They're the ones that own the land. And then they managed it for us. So through a business decision, we had to close the hall.
Any plans to do another one?
No, because really the Knights of Columbus were founded on being a parish base, like at the church. So we're going back to what our founding fathers wanted.
Back to your roots.
Back to the roots, yep.
How many members strong are you? How active a group is this?
Well, we used to be up to 1,200 members in the 90s. We're probably down to about 800 strong, you know.
Is that here locally?
Locally, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's impressive.
Right. Yeah, that's not bad. But sad thing is, like most organizations, our membership is getting into the 60s and 90s. Not too many 50s, 40s, 30s. We need some more young faces. That's why we're out here.
How do you do that? How do you appeal to the next generation?
Well, we try to. Well, we're starting to go into the Facebook, Twitter. We're starting to get into that sort of thing with the social media. Plus, you know, just getting out and talking to young people. That's what you got to do.